Yeah, I am back early. No, it's fine. It's not really fine. Could you budge up? I can really do with a cuddle right now. It's just, I missed you. I really, really, really missed you. And oh, that's so nice. I missed you. I really did. So, Christmas. Yeah. Nothing happened. It's just, I'm an idiot. No, I am an idiot. And It was Christmas at home with the family, which is always fun. And it's not, and if I'm honest, it's never been fun. It's always been horrible. Really, really horrible. And I felt awful. And I felt awful all the time I was home. I felt wretched. And oh, I love it when you squeeze me a little bit tighter. I love my family. I do. And I say that like I'm trying to convince myself, and maybe I am. Because my family is awful. They're not nice. Well, they're not to me. I mean, see, I've always, I love Christmas. I do. I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. Only when I go home, it's horrible because my family are just, what's a word for poisonous and mean and horrible? Toxic. Yeah, my family are toxic. And it's like I was a child. Because it's always been like that. Ever since I was little, it's always been this acidic mess of family and guilt and manipulation. Just so much emotional manipulation and I mean, I shouldn't go back. I really shouldn't go back. Why do I go back home for Christmas? I mean, for Christmas. Why did I go back? Because there's a reason I moved away. Very far away. There's a reason I put distance in between my family and me. Yet when it comes to Christmas, I go back. I go back when it's the worst time. Because when it's Christmas, oh, the manipulation and the guilt and digs. They're so sly, so calculated. Because they know me, and that means that they know how to hurt me, and I'll hold in the hurt, and I went quiet until they're not around. And that's why I'm back early. Back early, because I thought it was normal for a long time. I mean, it's just family. It's family. It's family. I mean, no family's perfect. This is just, it's family, but it's Christmas, and this is what you do, because family is important. Family is important, and I didn't know any different. And then there was you, and I mean, it's stupid. It's not stupid, though. It's not stupid. You. So, when I'm with you, I feel... It's not what I feel, it's what I don't feel. I don't feel small and stupid. I don't feel like I have to hide.
I don't feel pathetic and dumb. I don't feel like I have to hide. Don't have to hide.
And that's why this relationship has been difficult for me. Because I'm not used to this. I'm not used to wanting to be myself. I'm not used to being so blatantly honest. I don't lie. I just sort of section myself off. But with you, I don't do that. You see all of me and you're still here. You don't make me feel like I should apologize for being me, because I'm me, and that's not a bad thing. And I've always felt that there is something wrong with me because I haven't been able to. Because it's not perfect. Of course it's not perfect. And that is what I like, because you drive me crazy and we argue and we bicker and I make you insane, because I can be difficult and a little bit needy and you're still here. You're still here. You're still here. And you're not. And that made me realize that what I've been dealing with, what they do, it's not family. That's not normal. It's not okay. And I'm allowed to have emotions. I'm allowed to be sad and hurt and to feel uncomfortable. And I don't deserve to be criticized for that. I don't deserve to be manipulated into stifling everything and made to my family is it's so messed up. They are so, so messed up, and I'm messed up. And when I'm with you, I realize just how awful it is. And going from being with you to being with them, it was more than just being night and day. It was like I could finally see. I could finally be honest. It's like I could actually see through the manipulation. I could see what they were doing. I could see how practiced they were, how I had somehow fallen into this pattern, into this toxic, because that's the word, this toxic pattern of putting myself last, of trying to please people who are unpleasable. It's just so toxic. It's so toxic, and I was always miserable. Christmas was miserable, and I love Christmas, and I love you, and getting ready for Christmas with you, you know, Christmas shopping, I loved it, and ordinarily I am so tense and nervous because whatever I get was going to be wrong, but with you, it was fun, and I liked it, and then we decorated the house, and it was Christmas. Christmas as I've always wanted it to be. Because I've always had this thing of wanting Christmas to be this happy time. Of wanting my family to not be like they are. I somehow convinced myself that if I was more amenable or reasonable or generous or sweet or just not me, that it would be different. That this Christmas would be different and it would just be perfect, but it was never going to be perfect because it was always, always, always going to be toxic. And being with you, I know the difference, and it's so different. So I sat there and I just let them do what they do, and they did it. And I realized that is No. Just no. So I did Christmas Eve and I did Christmas and then I thought no. So I left and they weren't happy. They're really not happy. Just so not happy. But I'm happy. I was so happy to leave. And I won't lie, I do feel guilty. I feel so much guilt. And I'm worried that they are going to be so upset with me. And I worry what they're going to do because I know that it's going to come back. It's going to come back. But coming home to you, I feel so, so free. So much lighter. And I'm not saying that I'm fixed because no, the guilt I'm feeling right now. I feel awful, but free. I feel awful, but free. It's weird. This isn't. I'm not better though. I mean, this does not feel better. I mean, it feels freer and lighter, but also guilt. So much guilt. So much guilt. And it's not like your love freed me. I mean, it did. It's just not that easy. It's not that easy because this is years of everything. But I walked out and I came home because this is home. This is home because you're home. And I love you so much. And I know this is not Christmas. This angsty ball of guilt and I love you and near. So much near. And I left my phone in the car because I don't want to see. And I don't want to hear because there'll be a lot to see and hear. I can guarantee that. But now that I'm home, now that I'm here with you and you're holding me and it feels right. Because I don't feel guilty. I do feel guilty. But it's residual guilt of what I left there. It's not here. Because you don't make me feel guilty. Apart from when I have the last cupcake. And then you do, you know, make me feel proper guilty about that. But it's just... It's Christmas. This is Christmas. I mean, it's not Christmas because Christmas is done. This is, I should have come earlier. No. See, that's what I do. That's what I do. I blame myself. And, that's going to take work. That's going to take work. But I'm ready to do the work. Because that is not what I want. I don't want Christmas like that again. I want Christmas like this. I want it just to be us. And I know this is... Was I about to apologize? Yeah. Old habits die hard, I guess. But I won't apologize. I will a bit. I'm sorry, this is... Okay, I won't apologize. I won't apologize. Like, I have to apologize. I have to. A tiny little apology. Just, I'm sorry. How about that? See, that's... I mean, I have a lot more that I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to hold you and breathe in and... Just. That's it. Just. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love you. Do I say that too much? I just really overthinking things at the moment. I can never say it too much. That helps. Can we just stay here a while? Just cuddle up in front of the fire and under the Christmas lights, and it's so nice. You're so nice.
I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Can't say it too much. I love you, I love you, I love you. And I really need to say that right now. So I love you, I love you, I love you. And I love when you squeeze me nice and tight. And you hold me so close. I just love you.